Good morning, everyone. I want to welcome you here to Ohio Street in Buffalo, New York, as we prepare for a very exciting weekend here in the city of Buffalo. I think everyone's obviously aware that our Bills season home opener is this Sunday night against the Baltimore Ravens, but there are also two very exciting, very important boat parades taking place Saturday along our waterfront. On Saturday at 11 a.m., there will be a reenactment of the Edward M. Cotter's arrival into the Buffalo Harbor 125 years ago. And at 1 p.m. will be the fourth annual Mafia Boat Parade, which will take place here as well. We are expecting a lot of people at both events, so I encourage everyone who is attending to please come down early and make your plans well in advance. Before I talk a little bit about the events of the weekend, I do want to acknowledge and thank everyone that is here with me this morning, in particular Captain Michael Kick of the Edward M. Cotter and his crew, as well as his predecessors and the other crews who have been incredible stewards of the Cotter for more than a century. I want to thank Buffalo Fire Commissioner William Rinaldo, his leadership team, and all the members of the Buffalo Fire Department who look after this boat on a daily basis. I need to thank members of the E.M. Cotter Conservancy. This boat, I'm not sure if many people understand just how expensive it is to operate it, to maintain it, to repair it. So their assistance on a regular basis is extremely important. And I want to thank Kyle Zappia, a retired Buffalo firefighter and chair of the upcoming Cotter Fest 2025. The Cotter's service is historic. A celebration began last year to honor the 125 years of our great fireboat. This fireboat is one of Buffalo's greatest community treasures, and its purpose is for fighting fires, supplying water for land-based units, and breaking ice. But the Cotter is also, it's the world's oldest working fireboat and continues to greatly increase fire protection along the waterfront and inland here in the city of Buffalo. And it's really a remarkable vessel and has been doing incredible work here for, like I said, 125 years. As I mentioned, at 11 o'clock on Saturday, there will be a reenactment of the Cotter's arrival here in the Buffalo Harbor. We're asking residents to secure their spots early along the Buffalo Harbor and Canal Side. There will be more than 20 local, international, and Coast Guard vessels guiding the Cotter, just as they did 125 years ago in the year 1900. The ceremony will feature the Cotter's signature water display as well as a flyover by Erie County's Air One. In addition to that, I want to ask people to please come out and attend an important event on September 20th at Riverfest Park. Cotter Fest will be taking place, and all of us want to come out to that event, support the Cotter, and make sure that the Cotter, which is a National Historic Monument, remains afloat for many years to come and working the Buffalo waterline for many years to come. A lot goes into these events over the weekend, and I want to make sure that those who are responsible for pulling them together and responsible for the Cotter on a daily basis say a few words today about the Cotter itself and the things that will be taking place this weekend. So I want to welcome to the podium first Buffalo Fire Commissioner William Rinaldo, followed by Buffalo Fire Department Captain Michael Kick, and finally Cotter Fest Chair Kyle Zappia.
Thank you, Mayor. Good morning and welcome, everyone. Thank you for being here today to recognize and help recognize and celebrate an upcoming reenactment scheduled for Saturday, September 6th, that embodies the historical significance and maritime legacy of the Edward M. Cotter, the oldest active fireboat in the world. While the Cotter's firefighting and icebreaking prowess are widely recognized and documented, today's focus is on its place in national maritime history, its connection to the community, and recognition as a revered artifact of our city's past that embodies our strength and serves as a symbol of our resilience. Being in continuous service for over 120 years, surviving a devastating explosion in 1928, and multiple rebuilds to remain on active duty. Built in 1900, this historical treasure and firefighting vessel remains an invaluable asset in the city's fire protection package, while serving simultaneously as a testament and symbol of Buffalo's rich history. In keeping with the Buffalo Fire Department's constant and consistent state of readiness, the COTA remains available for fire suppression and water supply around the clock, 365 days a year. Many thanks to Mayor Scanlon and his administration, the host of volunteers who assist with the numerous community engagement events throughout the year, our current captain, Michael Kick, and our engineer, Jack Kelleher, and all the current and past members of the COTA Conservancy. The Edward M. COTA remains a vital and multifaceted apparatus. This powerful firefighting tool and flood prevention resources is poised for future success and well-positioned to serve the community of Buffalo, the community, and the surrounding communities into the future, well into the future. Thank you, and looking forward to seeing many of you this Saturday. I'll be followed by Michael Kick, the current captain of the COTA, and Kyle Zappia as well, who will walk you through the events of the weekend. Thank you.
Thanks, Commissioner. I'm Michael Kick, captain of the COTA. I took over last year from Captain John Sixth, and the boat's in pretty good shape for being 125 years old. It takes a lot of care every day. There's maintenance done to the boat. Being right across the river from General Mills, we get a lot of grain dust that I didn't really realize until after I spent some time down here. But if we don't keep the boat clean, and that's why it looks as good as it does, the grain dust kicks up on it. We've had a busy year. We've done multiple public relations rides this year with members of the community, other agencies, fire department members, and members of the community. We've had 5 incidents that we've responded to. We had a boat fire out on Lake Erie at the end of July that we responded to. So the boat's still relevant. It's still out there doing its mission of fighting fires and breaking ice. Back in March, we broke over 2 feet of ice in the Buffalo River just before the big breakup. There was no upstream flooding this year, so it's a testament of what the boat does in preventing any flooding issues further upstream. We're able to break the ice so it can flow right out. So keeping the boat going, keeping the boat afloat is really critical to the operation of the city and the fire department, and our ability to provide enough water when need be to land companies and also, you know, out to sea. So thank you. Hope to see you all on Saturday and again on the 20th for COTA Fest.
My name is Kyle Zappia. I'm a retired Buffalo firefighter and was privileged to be named the chairperson of the COTA Fest 2025. I'm the representative from the Conservancy. We work hard to keep the boat going. We got a whole bunch of hard-working people that really put a lot of time into this. I wanted to touch on where this has gone. This journey we've been on for the past year to celebrate this 125th anniversary has taken on, the big picture is it's gone from California to New Jersey as far as people reaching out to us to come to our event on September 20th. The COTA family alone is bringing 40 some families to our event on September 20th to celebrate Edward M. COTA. We also have people coming internationally to our event. It's people from Ireland who have never been to America are coming to our event on September 20th. So this has been just an awesome journey for me and the captain. We jumped into it 100%, and we can't wait. Saturday's gonna be amazing. The water display we're gonna put on, I recommend it highly that you come down here and take a look at that and see what the COTA does. Other than that, you know, we'd love to have you. The Erie County Naval Park is also offering the deck of the Little Rock for a viewing from there. You can go to their website and see what they got to offer. But this has just been a complete reach out from the whole community and all across America. I just want to thank everybody in advance for coming on Saturday and on September 20th. Thank you.
Thank you, Kyle. Commissioner, Captain, Kyle, thank you very much. As you've heard from them, Saturday is a very important event. Again, the 125th reenactment of the Cotter's arrival here and celebrating not just that day, but the 125 years of service since that day. So I encourage people to please come out Saturday, enjoy the reenactment, but also support the Cotter on September 20th at Cotter Fest at Riverside Park. And I just want to thank everyone again from the Buffalo Fire Department for their stewardship of the Cotter over the past 125 years. Again, it's essential to our operations along the waterfront, breaking ice, things of that nature. So it's an important boat here in the city of Buffalo. I want to thank everyone for their service to the Cotter. And with that, can open it to any questions very quickly and get you all out of the rain. Yeah, can you talk about where they're coming right in?
Yeah, we're going to be, we've got about 20 public safety vessels from all over Western New York and Southern Ontario. We're going to be meeting out on the Outer Harbor near Terminal B as our rendezvous point. And then the plan is to turn the corner at the lighthouse by the Coast Guard station at 11 o'clock in the morning. And then make our way into the harbor and proceed up to Canal Side. We'll be flowing water. Any of the other boats that can flow water will be also flowing water. And then we'll do a little pirouette there so everybody can get a good look at her. And then we'll proceed up the river, and that'll end the ceremony. We also have the South Park High School marching band's going to be there performing, along with some folks that are going to be in period dress from the 1900s to be on shore to witness the event.
Why is it important to celebrate the Cotter? 125 years is a big deal. People with a period dress, all that. Talk about that.
In 1900, when the boat was built, Buffalo had two other fireboats, the Potter and the Hutchison, and they were underpowered, they were getting older, they weren't built as strong as this boat was. And when the boat was built, it was a modern marvel. So 1900, when the boat made it here, there were newspaper accounts said there were thousands of people along the shore to see this come in. There was nothing else like it. It was one of the fastest tugboats on the Great Lakes. They had actually had a race with the tugboat in Buffalo that was known to be the fastest, and they beat them. So it was quite a marvel when they built the boat. And the fact that it's still alive and operating and fully functional 125 years later, and there's no other fireboat in the world that has that distinction. When they built the boat, they built it right, and the city definitely got their money out of it. I think, as everybody realizes here in Western New York, we've got such a history of the city itself, but the water is really what made Buffalo. And when, before the Erie Canal was built, everything that came through the Great Lakes from the Midwest stopped off in Buffalo, got offloaded at the grain elevators, which were invented here in Buffalo, and everything was moved onto either canal boats or onto trains, so Buffalo became a huge shipping area. So our harbor was extremely busy, and to have wooden boats, wooden wharfs, wooden packaging, boxes, crates, barrels, all that kind of stuff was highly flammable without the fire protection methods that we have today. So part of the reason why we had three fireboats, because it was necessary, and they had huge fires, huge conflagrations along the waterfront. And obviously the waterfront has changed a lot since 1900. But there's still our grain elevators, there's still our grain mills, there's operations that are going on, there's a talk of the cruise ships coming in. So there's still a real need for waterborne fire protection. And again, the ice breaking. So the history of it going all the way back and everything that it's been through is just pretty amazing. As we've noted, the Edward M. Cotter Conservancy was formed in 2016 to help with the maintenance, preservation, and upkeep of the boat. The city obviously owns the boat, operates the boat. The fire department it's a piece of equipment for the fire department. It's funded through the fire department, but for a lot of the things that we do, the Conservancy has the ability as a 501(c) to get some other funding through donations from the community, from businesses, grants and things like that. So it's to keep this boat going, and obviously the older it gets, the harder it is to find parts for it. The major upgrade in 1953 saw the Caterpillar diesel engines put into the boat to replace the steam engines, and they're still operating the boat today, but they're also 72 years old. So the ability of the conservancy to offset some of the cost that the city would have to, they share it, so that it makes it more economical to keep the boat going.